Hey everyone, how you doing? It's Coach Treggs here, and I am joined by
Coach Bex.
and welcome to the third edition of the Coach Treggs and Coach Bex podcast, where we talk all things. You didn't get it, did you? It's called Fitness, Fun, and Fulfillment, Bex. That's all right. That's all right. That's part of it. You'll get it. You'll catch up eventually. That's a yellow card. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah.
Apart from not being able to remember what it's called.
You've recently relocated gyms, haven't you?
Yeah, I come over to the compound. Yeah, I'm loving it. First week, it's been brilliant.
So guys, Bex obviously was coaching at a gym sort of 5, 10 minutes from me. And now not only has she moved to the compound, she sat in my bloody chair where I do all my work and an online course. The other day, she was sat in my chair eating a poke bowl from Lidl. That's what I do. Can I explain yourself?
Yeah, there's going to be a bit of a power struggle, isn't there? Treading on toes,
You
aren't
can't just come over here willy-nilly with your poke bowl and sit in my chair.
I?
Right, first off, we want to thank everyone for giving us all the support and comments and subscribes on Spotify. We're really enjoying this. And like I said, we're going to release an episode every 2 weeks and just have fun with it. In the new year, we'd definitely look to get in a studio, get it on YouTube, and get somebody to maybe chop up some edits for us for Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. At the minute, we're just doing this raw, like in the office at the gym, no mics, just talking into Zoom. Everyone said that Becky was a bit distant on the first one. That's because she was sat a little bit further away from the laptop than me. But we are both sat.
We are huddled
We're
in.
huddled in, we're super close, aren't we?
We
So
are.
we're ready for this one.
Yeah, let's go.
So today we're going to be talking about the importance of sort of self-development and also things like law of attraction, which a lot of people will say is woo-woo and a load of bollocks and all that jazz. And guess what? I would have totally agreed with you back in around about 2005, 2006, where I didn't even know what personal development was, and I hadn't made my transition into the fitness industry. But I know Becky's going to have a great sort of input on this one. Personal development using law of attraction has been huge for me in the last, gosh, 18, 19 years. And some sort of crazy things have happened when I've used visualization and law of attraction. Again, a lot of people, when we start getting into it, could be dismissive and go, "Oh, what all you've got to do is think positive and magic happens." Well, no, there's a lot more to it than that. And so we're gonna get into that today. Bex,
Yeah.
when did you get into self-development, and what would you describe as self-development to the people that are listening that maybe haven't really done any self-development?
Okay. So I think my first taste of personal development was reading a Paul McKenna book. So he brought out a book, and it must have been about 2006, and the book was called I Can Change Your Life in or Change Your Life in 7 Days. And it was just a completely different way of thinking. It was around, I wasn't in a good, so the background is I wasn't in a great place. I was quite depressed. I was sort of struggling with, I didn't like my career. I was in the process of transitioning, training to be a personal trainer, but I was also doubting myself, and I had all these crises of confidence and everything like that. My relationship was in a bit of a mess. My finances weren't great, so there were a lot of issues in the background. And then I saw this book. I think I was like at a train station, and I was like, "Change your life! Oh wow, yeah, that's what I need. I need a piece of this." And it was kind of my first insight into me having control rather than being a victim of circumstances. And it was my first insight into how changing the way I think about things can change, first of all, your perception, but also the outcome of what you create in your life. So it was a really, really empowering So it's been blew me away. I was like, oh wow.
Do you know what? That's really interesting because I think, first off, you picked up the book and you read it. And, you know, a lot of people, when they see things like that, can be super dismissive. I'll talk about my journey into personal development in a minute, right? But, like, this is it. It's like people will, like, see these books or see the, like, stuff on Audible. They'll download it or they'll buy it and they won't even scratch the surface. So the fact that you got through that book and it started to rewire your brain, is there anything like, is there a couple of things that like properly stood out for you where you went, holy shit, like I didn't even know I could think like that?
So the book was really, really easy to read. It was broken down into very small chapters, and there were like little stories on sort of within each chapter, and little exercises. So you know Paul McKenna, he's like hypnotherapist,
Yeah.
NLP master, and so there were lots of little exercises that. First of all, I'm like, oh, I haven't got time for this. Can't be bothered to actually do the stuff. I didn't mind reading the nice little stories, but yeah. So there was an exercise that was going on a negativity fast.
Okay.
So you had to just, and it was more of an internal kind of exercise where you started noticing your inner dialogue, like the shitty way you talk to yourself, like, oh, you're such a twat, and all this negative dialogue that kind of goes on in your brain throughout the day. So it was around that. It was around noticing that inner dialogue and kind of just trying to catch it. So that was interesting. I've never really had that awareness before. There was also around gossip, like you've got to not do any gossip. And I was working in an office job then. There was loads of gossip. It was kind of a little bit of a, like banter and stuff like that. And that gossip, people do love a gossip. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, actually, that is quite negative. So it was just like really kind of picking up on all the negativity throughout your day. Oh, it's around no news. Like, don't read the news. Don't mean, So it's just cutting out all the negative thinking or bringing your awareness to it and trying to catch it. And it was an absolute, it was a real revelation as to, first of all, how negative I was being
And
in.
everybody else.
I know, and it was just it just sort of really changed the way. It just brought a new level of awareness, and when you kind of cut out, you first of all you notice that negativity, and you cut it out. It sort of creates quite a just a totally new space for your own perception.
So did you it probably sort of similar to mine. Like you discovered the kind of self-development stuff as you were getting into the fitness industry.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that. So how did what happened then after you read that? Because I'll talk about myself in a minute and like my life started to change when I read a certain book and then I started to apply it. Like crazy. But so what happened with you, obviously, with this new kind of mindset?
It just opened me up to a new way of thinking. It opened me up to like the possibilities that were available to me. In terms of changing career. So while I was full of self-doubt, it kind of, and it gave me the understanding that I have control over whether I'm successful or not. And it's all to do with like kind of the inner work. And you do the work and you can become successful. Anyone can become successful if they kind of do the work. So I think it gave me a new sense of confidence around what was possible for me in my life.
Especially as well, like transitioning into a new career where you've got imposter syndrome.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I had huge imposter syndrome. And I was like, oh, maybe I should just stay doing what I was doing, because a lot of people around
Around
me
you. Oh.
were telling me
Yeah,
what,
what are you doing?
you can't, what you're gonna
What?
do this fitness thing? What, really? You've got a really good job. What, you are you mad?
That's crazy, right? So It's so mad how your story is similar. And like I remember when I decided to become a PT, and all my friends that were like, they wanted the best for me, but I'd been a self-employed courier for a couple of years after being a nightclub promoter, and they were like, Treggs, what are you doing? Like, you're better than this. You know, you've got personality. This, and I was like, I know, I just haven't discovered what I want to do. And then I had that eureka moment where I was running around Butte Park in 2006 on a 10K race, and it was just like, I'm going to be a personal trainer. I went home and told my girlfriend at the time. She was over the moon because she'd seen how lost I was. But some of my close friends were like, you know, Treg's not really, you know, you're not really fit enough. Or, and she used to be a nightclub promoter. I had a mate that tried that. He's got abs and he couldn't make it work. And I was like, Jesus, lad, you just been telling me like what you're doing with your life. I tell you what I'm going to do. And it's the negativity. And yeah, it's crazy how like we are hardwired, I think, as humans. And I think that is something to do with a part of the brain that tries to keep us safe, tries to protect us, to kind of not take risks. But it's that environment as well, isn't it? Like I always just say, my nan, God rest her soul, she'd be like, oh, you know, Mark, why don't you just get a, you know, a proper job, sensible job, 9 to 5. And
Yeah.
it's that
And
generational thing,
that's what
right?
I had. And I was walking away from it, and everyone was telling me how crazy I was.
Wow. So my into self-development, and you would have heard me talk about this before, but I'm really honest and raw with you, right? So law of attraction changed my life massively. Like, and there's like I'll list some things later on in this podcast where like I manifested stuff to the letter, including you. But that's later on. That's a story for later on. But I remember I was struggling. I was really struggling. I didn't really have any direction. A lot of anxiety in my mid-20s. And my mum came back, she's working on the cruise ships, and she said, look, there's this book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. I was like, okay. And she gave me the CD. She goes, listen to it in your van. So you got to remember now, I was doing self-employed as a courier. I fucking hated it. I'd been a nightclub promoter. I'd been Mr. Popular. I'd got out of that. I was doing something I didn't enjoy. I was lost. I was thinking like what can I be? What can I do? And so my mum's given me this CD. It's all about positive thinking. I'm like, what? You know, I was just driving around in my van listening to TalkSport, mate. And anyway, I remember putting it on. And you got to remember, I'm not in a good place at the minute. I'm not healthy. I'm eating shit. You know, my mindset is just like, why me? My van's breaking down. And I put this CD in. There's all these like hippie chimes at the start. And it's like, I'm gonna tell you a secret. I was like, oh, for God's sake. And I remember just turning it off, going, what is that shit? I was actually angry at my mum's like, what, that's gonna change my life. And anyway, 2 weeks later, I'm driving around in my van. I'm still fat, I'm still angry, I'm still getting riled, listening to the news and all that jazz. So I was just like, right, let's give us another go. So I put it in and I fast forwarded past all the chimes, and it was like, you know, there's this mystical secret and all the great ones knew it. And I was like, just get to the bloody point.
I know, I
And it was
remember
like,
that
you know, the
episode.
secret is our thoughts. Our thoughts become things. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. And then I remember persevering with it with a bit. And I was thinking, this is just too woo-woo, right? This is out there. And I was just thinking, but there was something to draw me back to it. I was just like, give me a buy-in. Like, give me something I can do practical, which isn't like woo woo, because I ain't Mr. Woo Woo, right? I'm 26 years old and I ain't woo woo. I'm as woo as fuck now, mate. Yeah, spiritual AF now. But I remember like it started to say about waking up every morning and having gratitude for three things. Now that blew my tiny little mind because nobody had ever told me to think
Yes.
like that. And it was like gratitude is the key. And I was like, okay, I don't like my life. At first, I was like, what's there to be grateful for? I was like
I
that.
was exactly the
I was
same.
like, what's there to be grateful for? And then I was like, right, come on, I need to change my life. I'm driving up the valley. So I'm like, how can I be grateful I'm in a van driving up the Gurnos, like fucking getting bitten by
I
dogs? I
was
was like, right,
exactly the
okay,
same.
yeah. Oh, learning more about each other during the podcast, exploring ourselves and our podcast, David Brentner. Anyway, so it was like, so I was like, well, okay, right. All right, let's get down to it on a basic level. I'm grateful I've got a roof over my head. I'm grateful that I've got a job. I might not enjoy it, but I'm grateful. And it said you could be grateful for your morning coffee, but you've got to change this energy, this vibration in the morning. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start my day. I'm going to be grateful for three things. And then I was like, That's actually set me up on quite a nice mindset. And then it was like when you talk to people or pay for something, you go into a garage or you buy coffee, appreciate. And I was always that guy, just went in there, head down, miserable. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. Have a nice day. And at first, it was just like, it was just a state changer for me. It wasn't like no miracles happened. You got to remember, like my van was breaking down. I didn't have any money. I was like, oh, why me? Life's unfair. But so I needed, it was just like a fun game. It was like, oh, okay, this is elevating me a little bit, right? This is all right. Like, and things slowly started to turn around. And I was, I'd go and buy a coffee and I'd pay the money and I'd be like, oh, have a nice day. And it would just sort of start to come back to you. And it was during the time I was qualifying to be a personal trainer. And so I was like, okay, cool. So I'm starting to be grateful. I'm starting to show appreciation. It's making me feel better, if anything, right? Life's not changing, but it's making me feel better. And then it started to talk about visualization. And I was like, I'm a little bit through the gate now, right? Because I haven't won the lottery or anything, but I'm a little bit through the gate. I'm feeling a little bit uplifted. This has given me something. And it was like, you need to visualize your future. Like, who do you want to be? Where do you want to live? What sort of car do you want to drive? How do you want to spend your days? And I was like, I was now like training to be a personal trainer. And I was like, I'm going to have some fun with this. So I started to visualize, like, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to wear a tracksuit to work, love wearing a tracksuit. I'm going to have a nice car. And I don't know if I've said this on one of the previous podcasts, but I was still driving my van. I was still doing my collections. And I went into Parcelforce one day. I was in a queue to pick up some stuff. There was a guy in front of me and he's in really good nick. And he had a tracksuit on and he was picking up some stuff and he opened it up and it was a box of resistance bands. And I got talking to him and I was like, oh, what you doing? He said, I'm a personal trainer. Guy turns out to be a guy called John Bruno. He's actually based in Penarth. He's a bit older than us. And I was like, oh, cool. Excellent. I'm training to be a personal trainer. We had a little bit of a chat. And as he walked off, I see him walk off. He was in his tracksuit. He's in his 40s. I see him jump into this nice Audi sports car and drive off. And I was like, wow, that's fucking cool. Look at him, man. He's in shape. He drives a sports car. He wears a tracksuit to work. And I went, that's going to be me. And I just visualized it. I visualized it, right? And I remember about a year and a half later, I remember I was like, a full-time PT. I had my business. I changed my car and got an Audi TT, right? Hairdresser's car, but hey, I've been in a white van, right? And I was in good nick. And I was like, holy crap.
I love that.
Holy
Wow. Yeah,
crap.
yeah,
And
yeah.
the
That
thing was about
moment.
the Audi TT, I would never have changed my van, but my friend Lee was a car salesman. And I was living with him at the time. And he was like, Trev, you've set up this personal training business. You're doing all right. You're busy. I can get you in an Audi TT for like 250 a month. I was like, what? I was like 27 at the time, like almost 20 years ago. He said, yeah, leave it with me. I'll do the figures. And he did. And I remember going to collect it. And it was, he had it parked up there at the dealership and it was all clear. And I couldn't get my head around it. I had gone from driving a white van around the valleys, nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong with that at all, but it wasn't for me, to 12 months later, 18 months later. It didn't magically happen. I had to do the work, but I had this
Yeah.
visual. And I remember getting it and I was thinking, no, I'm not worth it. This is a fucking. It was like I remember when I moved into my first rented nice apartment with my ex-girlfriend Amy, like after being in student digs for so long. And you're kind of like, nah, this. It's two bed little cool apartment. You're like, nah, it's not, nah. And you like, I got in this TT and I was like, nah, this ain't. And then you do a bit of work and then you're like, yeah, I'm a fucking man. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And it was that was something that happened. And I was like, oh my God. And so then I'm like fully through the gate now, right? And I'm starting to listen, because the secret's got different parts. So you've got the secrets to health, the secrets to money, the secrets to relationships, blah blah blah. And so I'm now a PT. I'm doing all right. I got busy fast because I'm quite personable. And but I'd kind of hit a ceiling with my PT and I was getting burnt out. And that's when I was like looking at ways to work a bit smarter. I was thinking about boot camps and online and blah blah blah. And then I remember like listening to The Secret. It was like set an income goal that scares you. And so you've got to remember, I've gone from being a self-employed courier to setting up a PT business, doing about 30, 40 sessions a week, completely burnt out, thinking, well, that's my limit. I was earning decent money, but I couldn't spend it because I was fucking working 7 days a week. And then I started to look at these bloggers in the States that were saying you should do boot camps, you can, charge less, have more people in a class, blah, blah, blah. And then thinking there was a guy talking about becoming a niche master. And over that time, I came up with the idea of 30 plus boot camp, 30 plus men's fitness. And then these guys in the States were going, you can do boot camps, dude. You can be a six-figure boot camp owner. I was like, six figures. Like, that's £100,000 turnover. Like, I wouldn't even like, what do you mean six figures? And then I was like, more and more buying into this way of thinking. I was like, okay, let me do the maths. Okay, so, and again, I am not driven by money or anything like this at all, but this was just, I'm so through the gate now and loving this way of life. I've become a personal trainer. I was like, well, let me just write it down. Okay, so this is what I earn personal training. So if I've got that many boot campers paying me this, and I remember I set this goal, right? I was like, okay, so six figures, that's £8,333 a month revenue, right? And it wasn't about the money, I have to say that. It wasn't about, it was about, let me blow my mind.
Yeah, it's about the possibilities, isn't it?
Right.
It's about seeing what's possible.
Yes.
That,
So
yeah.
I remember having my 30 plus boot camp set up. I hadn't transitioned fully online. And I had like 20, 30 members at my boot camp, right? And I worked out between my PT and my boot camp, I'd need, carry on with my normal PT, and I'd need about 80 members. And I was like, I've got 30 members. I've only just set up. Well, I'm happy, but this, I'm just going to write it down. And I was listening to a lot of Bob Proctor from The Secret, and he'd always say, just walk around and go, I am so happy and grateful now that I am.
Right,
And so I
yeah.
was living with my friend Lee, and I had like these little
Like
affirmations
imagining
that,
that it's already
yeah.
happened,
And I'd be
yeah.
driving around going, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm a successful six-figure fitness entrepreneur. And I've got, and it was just, at first it was like weird. And then it was like, I was brushing my teeth. I was so happy and grateful. I'm a successful, I've got 80 boot camp, a successful personal training business. I'm so happy and grateful. And everything grows. And I was just having fun with it. And the great thing about this stuff is you can do affirmations in your car, you can do them in your head when you're doing the dishes, you can do them on a run. You don't have to run around beating your chest like naked in the streets and people like fucking cart you off to the madhouse. You can just do it in your head. And I'm just having big fun with this now, right? And because my life is changing. And anyway, I'd set this goal by, I think it's like March 2012 or something, or 2011. And Keezy, big shout out to Keezy, Kieran Evans, who was one of my first ever 30 plus boot campers. He said, Trex, will you do something for my partner and her friends in January? Like, she's on at me, I'm
Oh,
doing
yeah,
something.
he told me about this,
And I was
yeah.
like, look, to be honest, I'm not really going to do anything, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't want to stretch myself too thin. I've got my one-to-one, I've got my boot camp, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, look, mate, he said, I've got six girls ready to go. He said, I'm going to pay for them, but maybe if you could put it out there, you have a few more, you can charge a bit less. And a lot of lads have been asking me, and I was like massively resistant. But then by the end of December 2010 or 11, I was like having most of my boot camp, you doing anything for the ladies? And I was just like, right, okay, as a businessman, this would probably be silly. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do a boot camp, ladies. It's going to start, it's going to be at the train station gym. It starts on Wednesday. It was either like 2011, January, or 2012. And 37 girls turned up on the first session,
Wow.
and Booty Camp, which they named, was born. And it just went woof. And I remember sitting down at the end of March, 6 months after I'd had this idea. And I looked at my numbers, and I had 80 members. I had 80 boot camp members. And
Wow.
I had thought, there is no way I'm going to get 80 members, men, because it's so niche. But all I'd written down in my affirmations was, I'm so happy and grateful that I have a six-figure boot camp. I didn't write male or female,
Yeah.
and the universe just delivered. And I was just
Oh, that's another moment
gone.
where you just
I
kind of
was
like,
completely gone. I was like, holy crap, 3 years ago or 2 years ago, I was driving a van, not enjoying it. I had this ceiling in my head of what was possible. And then all of a sudden, I'd just been opened up. And like I said, it wasn't about the money. It was just, it just blew my, it's just completely different way of thinking. And from that moment on, I've used law of attraction a lot in my life to manifest some crazy things, right? Now, a lot of people will say, oh, if it was easy as that, all you got to do is think positive. That, well, look, do you know how easy it is? Do you know how hard it is to be positive all the time? It's very hard. So the law of attraction talks about vibration and alignment. So you can't just say, oh, I'm going to make this amount of money. I'll do it. It's like, okay, so you want to make this amount of money? Well, in attraction is action. So you must take the positive action steps. But the best thing is the universe says, don't worry about the how, right? Just decide what it is that you're going to go after and act as if it's already there. And then become non-attached
Yeah,
to the
that's the
outcome.
key, isn't it?
And so, like, people might say, oh, well, if that was the case, Trex, and you discovered this years ago, why aren't you where this and it? Because life is tricky. You know, I had two kids quick, and then all of a sudden you've got 3 years of no sleep. Do you think you're in a high vibration there doing law of attraction
Yeah,
affirmations?
it's
Go
really
on.
interesting because I remember the time when your boot camp was like, and I was intimidated by you because I knew of you, and I was thick in the middle of two kids, like two very little kids in nappies, and I was so like my version of law of attraction was so much like lower brow than that. I was just like, I just wanted to get into the fitness industry in that I was. I'd moved city. I had two kids at home. I was in a challenging relationship. Finances were massive, massive struggle. And all I wanted to do was just to break into the industry. And so my visualization, and actually coming back to that book that I said about the Paul McKenna book, he talked about visualization, and there were these exercises where you had to visualize, like really go there with your senses, like really like create this picture in your head, just allow yourself to dream, create a picture, like what can you see, what can you feel, like what can
What
you
does it smell
smell,
like? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
like really bringing all your, so it's all that like NLP, like bringing all your senses into it, really creating like this vivid picture. And all mine was literally, I was in great shape. I had, like, my hair was done, as opposed to just being like in a mum bun. I was in good shape. I was like in decent kind of like a kind of dressed properly, as opposed to just kind of in my pajamas. And yeah, and I was a Pilates teacher. And I remember having this moment where I wasn't actually qualified as a Pilates teacher, but I'd started studying, and the owner of my gym said, "Will you teach a Pilates
Boom.
class?" And I taught this Pilates class, and I was absolutely shitting myself because I wasn't a proper, I didn't see myself as a proper Pilates teacher, but I was a Pilates student, and I taught this class, and then afterwards, it was like a really sunny day, and I took a selfie afterwards. And like my hair was, I just had my hair done, and I'd had my hair highlighted, and I was wearing like gym kit. And I had this moment, I was like, oh, this is what I visualized. And
There
I
we
was just
go.
like,
There we
yeah.
go.
So I had that moment, and it was a lot lower brow than your
But
six figures, but.
I think that that's the really interesting thing. Like they say, law of attraction. People say, "Oh, that doesn't work. It's wishy-washy." Well, you have to take action. All right. So, in attraction is action. And I think the interesting thing is, once you decide, then the universe will co-create with you. And again, it sounds wishy-washy, but it's like, so when I set that goal of like, oh, I'm going to have a six-figure boot camp or fitness business, I kind of knew the number, right? You need this, but I was like, well, how? I was like, right, I just put it out there to the universe, and every day I'm going to show up with passion, with energy. I'm going to coach my clients. I'm going to give the best service. I'm going to give money away, because as well, that was something that I learned, right? Like, show the universe that you're abundant. So it was like, if you're feeling skint, you haven't got money left, go and give money to charity. And I was like,
I
what? And
know,
then
I
I'll do
know.
it. And just come back to me, like, not necessarily from that person, but from a different angle,
Yeah,
because
totally.
it shows you're saying to the universe, listen, I know, man, what goes out comes back
And
in.
it's about that energy flow, isn't it?
That's it. But this all takes work. And a lot of people might be listening to that and going, oh yeah, or if it was easy as that. But it's about, like, it's not just as easy as just going, oh, I'm going to attract this. So first off, you have to set it. And then you have to feel what that would be like to achieve it. And then you have to become that person that is ready to receive it by keeping yourself in a high vibration. Well, how do you do that? How do you go around happy all the time? Well, this is where the health and fitness side comes in. Because let me tell you this, it's very rare I will talk about law of attraction and this kind of stuff in depth with clients unless they ask me. Most clients aren't ready for it. You know, I start talking to somebody who's come into my world, who's got shit sleep, is drinking every night, dehydrated, like is completely stressed. And I start saying, oh, you need to become a vibrational match for your goal. They're gonna be like, what? But when people get fitter, when they get healthier, when they sleep better, when they look after themselves more, all of a sudden it makes them more receptive to this way of thinking. So for me, in order to be able to really use this magic, you need to be a healthy version of yourself. It's like, look, I know you want to jump in, but when my kids come along, do you think I did law of attraction for a couple of years? No chance, man. I was in the trenches. And this is why it's like, it's hard to be in a high vibrational frequency all the
It really
time.
is.
And so, like, I was a bit behind you with the kids, but it was like we were in the trenches, we were in that hospital. All of a sudden, I'm getting angry and I'm looking at others on Facebook, and now I'm a bit jealous and I'm like, oh. So it's kind of you can't stay in that place all the time, right?
I think you do definitely through your life go through stages where you can kind of really where this stuff can be really challenging, where life does feel like it's knocking you sideways. Coming back to what you said about like the health and fitness side, I think you can apply this whole principle to the health and fitness journey, you know, like the visualization, like what do you want to look like? What do you see yourself doing? Like really creating that vision, that strong image in your head and feeling into it, and then thinking about who do I need to become in order to have that. And I think that is kind of another way that, so that's the way that I tend to talk to my clients about it. And yes, it is law of attraction, because it is making a decision. It's making a decision what you want, it's visualizing it, and it's taking the steps. And it's realizing that you've got to, along the way, you're not just gonna, you know, there's no magic
Where is
pill.
it? Where is it? Where is it? No, you have to align yourself.
Exactly. That's it. And it's not the, oh, it's not working. Oh, it's not working. What's the point? Well, I'm not bothering with this anymore. It's about becoming that person that gets to hold it, that gets to,
Feel it, taste it, touch it, see it.
and keep it.
Yeah. So I'm loving this conversation, by the way. Oh my gosh, I could talk about this forever, but so where am I? Where am I with all of this? Yeah, so this is what it is, right? So if you don't have a plan for your future, the universe will have a plan for you. So people might say, oh God, oh, well, I don't know what it is I want. Great, then the universe will keep giving you don't know. You have to have a plan. And I know this is hard because we're so bought into this way of thinking. So you have to actually, you know, I remember when I did a course 10 years ago. It wasn't a law of attraction course, but with a guy called Travis Jones in London, just at the start of my personal training. No, it was 2013, about 6 years in. And he said, I want you all to design your average perfect day. And everyone's like, well, surely I'd be on a beach sipping cocktails. Like, that gets boring, man. Like, what time do you want to wake up? Do you want to have coffee? Do you want to take your kids into school? Like, design it, visualize it, right? Like, what does it look like? And I've done a lot of work on that. And like, people will say to me, oh, like, you know, what are you doing on the weekend? And I'm like, what I do every weekend, because I loved it. I designed it. I wake up, I get in the sea, I do my kids' football, I go for a swim, I have my dad's roast. And but even now, like, I want to wake up with my kids. I don't want to rush and open. And
And we talked about this recently, because I've recently like gone through that process of redesigning my ideal day, because it worked for me for a while, and then I was like, actually, I think I want to tweak this. So I went back to the basics of like, how do I want my day to look? And you know
But
what?
if you don't design it, like someone else is going to design it, and it's
Yeah,
like,
and I think, can I just say something? Because I remember hearing that that's the difference between fate and destiny, that you create your destiny. And if you're not creating your destiny, then fate is what happens. And I think it's that taking ownership of it and ownership of your life.
Like, I think as well, like a lot of people our age, like in their 40s or mid to late 40s, they might not be happy in a career, but they feel stuck. And like something that I learned, I know
Yeah,
obviously I,
and I've been there.
yeah, totally. And you know, I did a career change when I was 26, 27. Great, didn't have any kids. But you know what? I made that decision and I transitioned. It took 18 months to become full time. And like, there's so much opportunity out there. I read a book called Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk, and he just talks about we just live in a age of opportunity where the internet has connected us. And like, I would say to anyone that's not happy or fulfilled is right, like, would it be worth just spending 30 minutes a day, like actually visualizing, writing down, like thinking about what you could do and just letting your creative juices flow, even if that's really challenging at first, because you're like, well, how am I going to do this? I got two kids, I got a mortgage, I'm stuck at
I
a.
think people are scared to daydream sometimes. They're like, oh, that's not possible. They're stuck in that. I was listening to a podcast last night, the Diary
Yeah.
of a CEO. And they were talking about it was one about the savings expert. I think his name's Jaspreet Singh.
Yeah.
And they were talking about that invisible barrier that we've
Oh
all
my
got,
God.
and that invisible barrier that we don't see, that of what we believe is possible for us in our situation
Yeah.
or in our social, in our family background,
Yeah.
like what,
Environmental
yeah,
conditioning. Yeah.
all that conditioning, what we believe is possible for us. It's just that invisible, and we've all got that version that we need to get over. And there, even once you've got over that barrier, there will still be, I've still
Absolutely. Oh
got
my God, me
barriers.
too.
There's so many I've
Yeah.
got over,
Yeah.
but I know that there are still
Yeah, totally.
barriers to what I believe is
And that's
possible for
why I
me.
think it's so important. I always say to people, you've got to do the work, you've got to do the mindset work. And I think that to really embrace this kind of way of thinking is you have to look after yourself. Like, I know right now,
Absolutely.
like, we've done no booze for a while. I started a little bit before. I'm on day 43 now. You must be on day 35. But right now I'm tapped in and I feel like like we talk about everything is energy, everything's a vibration. I'm vibrating at a higher frequency because I'm not having alcohol. Having said that, and I'll be completely honest and vulnerable here, I've probably of late been, as you know, I'm working with a new mentor, been so in kind of like work and force mode that I'm looking forward to Christmas and just detaching. So the law of attraction says as well, it's like, look, what's meant for you is meant for you. As long as you hold on to that vision, don't try and force it.
Yes.
Like, I know in business, like sometimes you're just trying to force the sale, you're trying to force the ads, and like, actually, sometimes when you just let go, it comes, it
Yes,
arrives.
I had that last week, when I had a bad back.
Yeah.
It was a big work week, and I was pushing and pushing and pushing and really working my socks off. And then I got floored with that bad back, that one day, and I had to just completely surrender and realize that I was kind of forcing it, and I had to sort of take a step back. And actually, it turned out perfectly fine. That was just what I needed. But it was almost like
Yeah.
a message to me from my body: slow down, stop forcing it, just
Yeah.
take a step back.
I think the whole thing about like set it and forget it is really important. I did that when I was doing the manifestation about becoming, you know, that the six figure goal. Like I said, it wasn't about the money, it was just like blowing my brains with. You know, I say to clients now, right, I want you to set a weight loss goal, which you are peeling back that barrier of what's possible and like get uncomfortable, set the goal. All right, I want to lose 5 stone in a year. Okay, yeah, you can do that. Imagine if you lost four, you're not gonna be pissed, are you? Because you're like, you've lost 4 stone where you probably only thought, you know, we aim for five, but we got four. You previously only thought you might lose a stone in a year. So, you know, I remember reading that law of attraction, and it was like, if you set those goals high and you aim high, if you come in just under that, like, you're not going to be pissed off because you've stretched the realms of what you previously thought were possible.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And the whole thing about so if like people go, how can I do this? How can I apply this? Right? I would say, you know, decide what it is what you want. Okay, look after yourself, like make sure you're looking after yourself. And guess what? Do you know why a lot of people don't achieve their dreams? Is because it's so easy to be distracted these days, right? There's so much distraction, right? If you, I scroll TikTok, I watch football on YouTube, I'm very, very guilty of it. I'm talking to you now, being honest and saying, I need to be doing more meditation and visualization right now. I need to take a step back and do that, because whilst things have been good, I know actually sometimes when I just take my foot off the gas a little bit and just relax, like great things happen. So first off, you need to look after yourself, and then you need to literally write it down. Like, what is it? Like, what is it? Don't be embarrassed. Like, you're not putting it out there to, everyone. You can keep it to your bloody self. In actual fact, sometimes setting a goal and keeping it to yourself is better, because you tell others and then they like, no, and then
Be
obviously it kills you. Be
realistic.
realistic, right? Gosh, I think if I the life I've had since becoming in the fitness industry and the travels and the people I've met, and if I hadn't have done it, my gosh, my life would have been a whole lot different. But it's also about, can you be grateful every day? Can you be grateful on the tough days? Like, one thing I always try and do when I wake up in the morning and I stretch out in my bed is I go, yeah, I'm grateful. I'm really, really grateful for this, this, and this. And it's easier when I feel good.
Oh, of
It's
course.
easier when I feel good. Like I remember a client was struggling once, and he said to me, oh, Tregs, I just need to get back to thinking more positive. And I'm like, look, thinking positive is hard when you feel like shit. But when you start doing the work and you're looking after yourself, and all of a sudden your brain is just feeling a little bit clearer, and you're like, oh, now I can layer it.
Yeah, that's it. Because your energy, when your energy is right, that those negative thoughts don't seep in quite as quickly. When your energy is better, you've definitely got a better chance of being positive.
I'm going to tell you a story, going to blow your mind. There's been I could list some like literally when I've been like properly in alignment, vibrating on a different frequency and using law of attraction, I've manifested stuff. Like literally, and my phone's rang and I've got like a new client. It's crazy, right?
Yeah,
But
I've seen the
you've got
same.
to be there, right? But anyway, listen to this. This you're gonna love this one, right? And this is on my life, right? So last year, just moved into my new house, had a new start, was feeling great, nice clean workspace. Everything was clean and organized, set in my office, really good. Felt, because it starts with your room and, and everything was decluttered and it was like a real fresh start. And I was in a pretty good place. And it was my son's football training on a Tuesday. And you have Elliot and then John. So it's back to back 2 hours. So quite often I like to walk around and do my steps, listen to an audiobook. So I had my headphones on. And I wasn't even like in a mode where it's like, I need new business, I need this, I need. I was chill. And a guy pops up on YouTube, who I follow a lot, a guy called Miss Master Sri Akashana. And I'd used some of his stuff in the past about like how to manifest money in 24 hours. And I'd done that, like given to charity, and then the next day I'd got some money and stuff like that. And this one come up and it said, so how to manifest a specific bit of business or a person in the next 2 weeks. And I just like, oh, come up. And I was watching it and it was going, how to manifest a person or a specific bit of business. And it was giving us all the techniques. And it was on about like this intense visualization for about an hour. So you only got to do it once. So there was a lady I knew called Natasha Libre, who's a really, really successful seven-figure healer. She's based out in Bridgend. But I knew her from being around the gyms in the early days. And I saw her journey from like single mother struggling to setting up this business and just exploding, right? And a year ago, she'd messaged me saying, oh, look, me and my husband-to-be, we've got this wedding and we need some help and blah, blah, blah. Can you give me some details? And I messaged her back, never heard back. So I thought, oh, this would be fun. Like, I don't need the new business, not attached to it, blah, blah, blah. But this would be good because I didn't hear from her, right? This is on my kid's life. So I was just there and I was just like, okay, so let me just visualize this. So I'm going to visualize getting a message from her. And the message will go, hey, Tregs, I never got back to you. I'm really sorry, but my wedding's coming up and we really need some training and blah, 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 and X, Y, and Z. And I just had this image. She's either going to call me or she's going to message me. And I was not attached to it. It was like, it was just something I'd chosen because it was like, oh, there's no way she's randomly going to get in touch with me after a year, right? It was like a lead that had gone quiet. And I just thought, yeah, this one is, it's not even like somebody local or whatever. And I was just not attached to it. So I visualized it. And I spent probably an hour at my son's footy just imagining what that would feel like. Forgot about it. So probably about 2 weeks later, I'm just in the gym training and didn't have my glasses on. I was on a squat, come off as an inverted squat, and I got my phone there, and there's a message popped up, and it's a voice note. And I just saw, when I got my glasses, Natasha Libre, I didn't even have to listen to the message because I knew what it was. And I just took a minute and I said to the universe, universe, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I listened to the message, and guess what it said? Hey, Tregs, I'm really sorry for not getting back to you. This is on my kid's life. Life's been busy, blah, blah, blah. But you know, this wedding's coming up, and me and Blake, we really need some help, and et cetera, et cetera. And to cut a very long story short, they signed up with me for 4 months, paid me really well to go to their house and train them from their home gym. And again, the money was great, don't get me wrong. It wasn't just necessarily that. It was, I manifested this.
Yeah.
And that is something that I'm really glad we're speaking about this today, because it works 100%, and I need to spend more time manifesting,
Yeah.
right?
I remember you told me that the first day we met, you told me that story because
Yeah.
we got straight in
We're
there.
vibes in. We're vibing.
Straight away talking about our manifesting stories, and I remember you told me that, and that is a brilliant one.
But I'm going to talk about how I manifested you as well.
Go on
Okay.
then.
And you can talk about, obviously. Obviously. No, but again, like, look, there are so many occasions, and I'd like to talk about this more. But on my kid's life, I've used law of attraction, and I've manifested like big clients out of nowhere. And I write it down sometimes, and I'm like, wow, yeah, look at all those occasions. I remember to do more of that. But anyway, so when you if you read the book or listen to the book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, and it talks about, you know, you've got the law of attraction for health, for wealth, for business, for relationships. And as I think I said this on the other podcast, before we met, I was like really happy. I was like, if I meet someone, I meet someone, but I've got non-negotiables. And my non-negotiables just quickly were, they must be into fitness. Number two was not want any more kids. Number three was must be able to financially stand on their own 2 feet. And I think four and five was adventurous and spiritual. That was like the icing on the cake. And I remember like writing it down, visualizing it. And I remember I'd get in the sea and I'd be like visualizing like being in the sea with somebody or just going on a spiritual journey with somebody. We spoke about this in the sea, haven't we? And yeah, I was just like, I was like holding on to that. And then I had moments where I was like, oh, I find anyone ticks all those
What's
boxes.
the
I
yeah.
might go back on a dating site, you know, but then I'm kind of like going against what I said. And I think I just had a kind of moment where I was just like, oh, do you know what? Fuck it. I don't give a shit. I was happy on my own. Like, I
Yeah.
was just like, I'm really happy on my own. I love my life. And actually, you know, I'd be like, oh, should I go on a date? So I might set up a profile. Oh, fuck. Oh, I don't. And I was just like, fuck it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sod it. And then signed up for Dan Meredith's course. And you only bloody walked into my life and ticked all the
Up
boxes.
I popped.
Up you popped. And it wasn't just that. It was like when I'd gone to Valencia with my kids and I got out in the cab and I was like, holy shit, this place is amazing. I'd like to bring somebody back here who, you know, maybe a partner one day who's into like Spanish culture. Oh, who are you? Where did you come from? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Hey, and it was just like, wow. And it was all when I was non-attached.
I know, and I had a similar moment. So about a month before we met, I had a car crash, bit of a low moment, and
That was the universe testing you.
it was, and I sat on the side of the road and with my kids
And Cassie,
and my
dog.
paddleboard,
And Cassie, good
and
papa.
yeah, and the policeman said, "Is there anyone you can call?" And I just had this moment of a no, like my mum, I could have called my mum, but my mum looks after my dad. She's his carer, so she would have stressed because she couldn't leave him. My sister was in work, and I ended up calling my brother-in-law, but I had this real moment of like, oh no, there's no one. And it was just a bit of a week. The kids were traumatized. I was a bit traumatized. We were all battered and bruised. We had to go to the hospital. We all had whiplash and various things. And then I carried on working because I was just like, I've got to keep going. I've got to keep going because it's just me. It's just me. It's just me. And then I got to the end of the week and I was just like, do you know what? I'm actually ready for someone to walk into my life, to look after me, just someone to share life with. I'm bored. I am done with being on my. I just had that moment of like, I am ready. I am ready for a partner, but also, I am not going back on the apps. I am not doing dating apps. And at the end of that week, I was just like, what I am going to do, it was like a decision. I am just going to focus on being the best version of me, in the best shape, ready for my dream man. And it was a really conscious decision. I am going to focus on me being as okay as I can, the kids being as okay as they can, and just,
Let the universe do the rest.
yeah, it was just a really conscious decision. I'm just going to be the best version of me. I'm going to be the best mum I can be. I'm going to be the best trainer I can be. And then I signed up for the course as well because I was just like, yeah, that's what I need. I need new inspiration. I need new energy. I need like I'm ready to be the best version of me. And then up you popped.
And 8 months later, to a trip to Barcelona, a trip to Valencia. We're going to set up a joint venture with a boot camp. We've got a podcast and we've got a very successful ladies online business.
And we now work in the same gym.
And we work in the same gym. Yeah. And that's Crufts. No, that's David Brenner. And but what was her name? She had the patch over her eye. She sang
Gabrielle.
dreams can come. But listen, on that note, before we finish, because we're coming up to 45 minutes, this is a really interesting one, right? And again, we ain't no relationship coaches. It ain't going to be like,
God, no.
no. But I see so many people going, oh, I can't meet anyone. It's just, right? Like, this is brutal. And I don't necessarily agree with this, but I had this old mentor in the States. His coaching calls were brutal. I used to have my camera off. There'd be like 60 to 100 people on there. And he would call people out if they were slacking and make them do burpees on the Zoom call, and they would not fucking say no, right? And I remember some guy, he was saying about how he was struggling with his date, and he was like, dude, look in the mirror, would you date you? And I was like, whoa. And he was like,
Gosh.
would you date you? Like, would you date you? And the guy was like, he was like, dude, it's who you are.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying you can't meet anyone, but you're sloppy, you're sleeping late, you're drinking, you're wasting your time, you're not getting outside. And I was like, I want to attract this person, and therefore I'm going to become the best version of myself. I'm going to be the healthiest version of myself, the most loving version of myself, like the most holistic version of myself, the most spiritual version of myself. Like, just I'm just going to be who I want to attract. And like, people don't realize that. Like, you attract who you are. Do you know what I mean? I know
Yeah.
it's not necessarily like, I know me and you are very identical, but it's not, oh, you have to be, with exactly the same personality. But it's like, what are you looking for in someone? Okay, so you want to be with somebody who's physically attractive? Well, maybe you should get yourself in shape. You want to be with somebody who's emotionally stable? How about you work on
That's
becoming
it. It
emotionally
start, yeah,
stable,
it
right?
starts with
Starts with
you. You
you.
have to mirror what you're attracting. That's right. What you want to attract.
Yeah, it's incredible, really. And Joe, I've absolutely loved this. And doing this has been a lovely little reminder that I must get back to my meditation, even though life's amazing right now, by the way. But I've been forcing it lately, and forcing's gone all right. But I'm just gonna set it and forget it.
Love it.
What are we setting? More travel in the new year?
Yep.
More abundance?
More abundance,
Yeah, more fun.
more fun, more love.
I love it. More fun, more fitness, more fulfillment.
There we go.
So before we sign
Oh,
off,
yes.
what have you done for fitness this week?
I've trained upper body and lower body. I've had a great week of training, actually. Really good week of training for me. And
Like
I've done skills as well. I've done some
you
nice
have, I
handstands. Yeah, which I
just to let you
think,
know, I was
yeah.
perving on you doing handstands
Oh,
yesterday,
I saw
like a
one of your
stalker,
stories.
like a stalker. Me, yeah, I've not done any running now for over 5 weeks. Conscious decision, I was still a little bit too heavy. I'm not anymore. I'm getting back down to where I want to be. And I've just focused on my weights and my kettlebells and my nutrition. And I'm feeling great. What have you done for fun recently, Becky?
Fun.
Better say spending a weekend with me.
Yeah, we had a fun weekend, didn't we? It
We
was
did.
like low key, but it was fun.
Went for a curry.
Yeah.
Didn't have a beer.
Sober curry.
Sober curry.
It was fun. It's actually really fun not drinking.
Yeah. We had peppermint tea in bed watching Cross on Prime
Yeah.
and Day of the
Day of
Jackal.
the Jackal, yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah, exactly the same. Do you know what? Again, don't want it to sound cheesy. I always have fun because I love my life. And it's not about, again, I don't go off on a tangent, but the happiest people I meet are the ones that are satisfied in their job and working towards a health and fitness goal. And I've got that. I still got problems. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking January soon. That's when we pay our tax as self-employees. But it's just like, I just have fun.
Yeah, one of my clients, no, it was my daughter's teacher. I went to her parents' evening the other night, and she came and gave me a big hug. She follows me on Instagram, and she goes, "Oh, you just look like you're having so much fun." I
Yay!
was like, "Actually, my life's pretty boring, but yes, I do have a lot of fun. It's not, yeah, and just how I like it."
And fulfillment, what have you done for fulfillment? I know they all kind of roll into one.
Oh God, I don't. I should have thought of this before. I don't know. Probably around the kids, kind of going to get the Christmas tree,
Yeah.
feeling like that kind of creating that Christmas atmosphere in the house, putting the lights up, and kind of being fulfilled as a mum, I think.
Awesome. Yeah, I think similar, the fun and fulfillment is pretty much together, sort of combined together. I'm feeling pretty fulfilled at the minute.
Me too.
Looking forward to Christmas with your kids, me with
Yeah.
my kids. And then on Boxing Day, we're going to have a little party. We're going to go to Newnham where we're going to have some fun. We're going to stay at my mum's. There's a band on, not in my mum's house, down the road. We got very drunk last time. And then after that, I might be taking you away
Oh, exciting.
somewhere where we can chill out for a few days.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That'd
It's
be
going to
really
be
nice.
fun and fulfilling.
Love it.
I have really enjoyed this podcast,
Yeah, me
Beck.
too.
Yeah, high five. Okay, great energy today. You've been good as well. So you're
Thanks.
doing guys, we hope you enjoyed that. We're absolutely loving doing this. Make sure you leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. And hopefully, we've given you a different way of thinking today. And please do not don't ignore it, because self-development using law of attraction has really helped us
Definitely.
and brought us together. And that's crafts.